Here's Jonah again in episode 3. He has arrived at Nineveh for his crusade. This is all true, you know. You can check it out in your Bible in the book of Jonah, almost at the end of the Old Testament. Revival at Nineveh. Nineveh was a huge city, at least 600,000 people. It would take 3 days just to walk steadily through it. But I stopped everywhere and preached. People were sort of interested to hear about my ride in the ocean in a big fish. It gave me importance because they worship the fish. As I walked through the city, I shouted out the message God had given me. Because of your wickedness and violence, God is very angry with you. In 40 days, this great city is going to be destroyed by God. In 39 days, God will destroy your city. 20 more days, and God is going to destroy this wicked city. You have 5 more days before God destroys you. I actually enjoyed telling those people about their coming doom. They deserved to die. They were so cruel and wicked, those people. And they listened to me. And after a few days, they began to believe me. They were afraid. They called for fasting and prayer. The king took off his robes and put on sacking cloth and sent out a command that everyone should stop the crime and violence, change their ways, and beg God to spare them. He told them no one should eat or even feed their animals, but everyone should pray to God for forgiveness. He even told them to put sackcloth on their animals. A lot of good that would do them. Well, if I were God, I sure wouldn't forgive them. They deserved all the punishment that was coming their way. Finally, I decided I had better get out of the city so I wouldn't get wiped out with all the rest of Nineveh. I went out on the 39th day and climbed up on a hill outside the city where I could get a front seat view of the fire or flood or earthquake or whatever God was going to send. Whatever it was bound to be spectacular. Come sit with me up here on the hill. We can watch the fireworks. I expect God will send bolts of fire like bombs from the sky. Today's the day he said he'd destroy the city. Yesterday was so hot up here in the sun, I thought I'd roast. But then this lovely vine grew up to make some shade for me. Huh, looks like there's been a worm at it in the night. It's nearly dead, but we won't stay long here today, I hope. I hear a voice. Jonah! Yes, God? I'm not going to destroy the city. The people have repented of their sin, and I'm going to forgive them. What? God, you can't. They deserve judgment. This is just what I said back home when you first told me to go to Nineveh. That's why I refused to go. I know you're a merciful God who does not like to bring calamity on people. I was right. Now everything I told them is not going to happen. I'll be a laughingstock as a prophet. I wish I were dead. I'm just going to sit here until I die or God burns up the city. Whatever happens first. Oh my, this does not sound like a story with a happy ending, does it? Shall we have Jonah back to tell us tomorrow the end of it? Well, listen tomorrow and we'll see what happens. This is Auntie Winnie. Bye for now.